There's a diversity of student experiences in higher education. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ebony Aya, Program Manager and Teaching Faculty at McAllister College, explores why some students are more disadvantaged than others.
Black women PhD students are struggling. A recent research study that I conducted for my dissertation substantiates this claim. Bringing together 9 students in a process of writing about our collective experiences, I came to see that Black women PhD students encountered emotionally abusive behaviors, felt routinely isolated, and were also overworked and undercompensated. Black women PhD student participants experience abusive behaviors in the form of manipulation and epistemic violence, or when their ways of knowing were challenged and silenced. By and large, participants did not feel belonging because they were routinely isolated and left out of opportunities to receive mentorship or be recommended for funding opportunities. Overwhelmingly, participants felt overworked and undercompensated and discussed the ways that they felt deceived into taking on more work. Overall, these experiences impacted Black women PhD student participants' mental health, with increased feelings of stress, depression, and suicidal ideation. Others felt physically sick. Unfortunately, the experiences of research participants mirror other research that talks about the ways not only Black women PhD students are marginalized on campus, but Black women faculty and administrators as well. The concentrated and intentional attacks on Black women's scholarship, leadership, and initiatives are ultimately leading to burnout and mental health challenges. However, participants mentioned that supportive communities of care on and off campus, as well as space to nurture their full spiritual and cultural selves, are ways to address these glaring disparities.
That was Ebony Aya of McAllister College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.